Good morning, it's Thursday, July 14th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other important things going on in our community. Today, Frytown was meant to be a great start to a serene retirement in the Grand Canyon state, but for some, it turned into a bad dream. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lawley Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
Before we jump in, some local history. Did you know that David Kimball was an early Mormon leader who moved to Arizona in 1877? Kimball was born in 1839 in Illinois, and his father was an apostle in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Kimball then moved to Arizona in 1877, and in November 1881, Kimball was making a freight run between Maricopa and Prescott when he became lost in a snowstorm and contracted pneumonia. He spent 4 days in the desert with no food or water. During this time, he reported seeing a vision in which his deceased father warned him to get his life in order and that he had just 2 years to live. Luckily, his traveling companion assembled a search party and they found Kimball near present-day Surprise. True to the prophecy, Kimball died 2 years later in St. David, Arizona, at the age of 44. Today's history is brought to you by Benson Hospital. The team at Benson Hospital is always working towards building a healthier community. For example, when the Benson Food Pantry needed a new home, they worked with them to find one, and their staff even helped them apply for grants to support the mission. You can learn more about everything they're doing for our community by following them on Facebook at facebook.com/Benson Hospital. Now our feature story. What was meant to be a great start to a serene retirement in the Grand Canyon state turned into a bad dream. Larry Bellier, a transplant from Seattle, moved to Sierra Vista 2 years ago after purchasing a home sight unseen on First Street in Frytown. Bellier explained he was on supplemental security income and had to take early retirement when he reached the age of 62. He couldn't afford Seattle or relocation to another area of the West Coast. For Bellier, the situation paints a broader, telltale picture of the rising cost of living throughout the United States that's forcing residents from other states to relocate to areas that have a lower cost of living. When Bellier lived in Seattle and was scouting for properties in Sierra Vista, he used Google Maps to have an overview of First Street. He thought the trailers next to the home he purchased were occupied by snowbirds. He told us that he didn't realize that the little neighborhood next door to the house he bought is home to heroin addicts and meth addicts. He explained that the police are there almost every day. Bellier said there are drug deals happening frequently in his neighborhood. He has seen scattered trash piles in the alleyway behind his property and on the owned vacant lots surrounding his home. He's had to call animal control on multiple occasions regarding neighbors' dogs. Bellier said the trailers on the properties boarding his home are illegally parked based on city code. However, according to the city, the trailers can be parked on the private lots as long as they're not blocking access points to the roadway. In July 2021, a case was initiated for a property behind Bellier's home. The lot had two mobile homes that had structural, electrical, and plumbing issues, and one had no running water. Property owner John Williams, who owns and manages several properties throughout Cochise County, along with his business partner Lane Balmer, did not attend court proceedings. So the city placed a $20,000 lien on the property and was granted permission to tear down the structure while the residents were relocated. Bellier says he doesn't want to see anyone go homeless, but wants law enforcement and city code enforcement to do their jobs. And he isn't the only one concerned. Steve Miller of Farmers Insurance on Frye Boulevard said he and his employees have had multiple encounters with vagrants. Miller said in the past, individuals would step onto the property and damage flower pots and conduct acts of vandalism and profanity. He had to press charges on an individual recently. Miller also said, not long ago, police arrested an individual trespassing on the backside of his commercial property. He said the Sierra Vista police have been very responsible, but it doesn't solve the root of the problem. The city of Sierra Vista recently completed the beginning phases of the streetscape project of Frye Boulevard, with future phases in the works. The beautification of the street allows for potentially attracting private investment that would prompt further revitalization and allow for the surrounding area to flourish in the future. And in the last 20 years, Sierra Vista put more than $2 million in infrastructure improvements. This includes new park upgrades, newly paved streets, and lighting. Still, many residents feel they've had no cooperation from the city, county, and police department. You can read more about this story at myheraldreview.com. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living. Among older adults, falling is the leading cause of hip fractures and traumatic brain injuries, making falls a pressing health concern. At Prestige Assisted Living at Sierra Vista, they have a free online assessment that can help you discover risk factors. By taking just a few minutes to fill out the evaluation, you might discover reasons you might not have previously considered. Being proactive is a great way to help yourself or a loved one stay safe. So visit fallriskassessment.com today to take a step towards safety. Again, that's fallriskassessment.com. You can also use the link in our show notes. Next, did you know that heart disease is the number one killer in Arizona? Each year, more than 50,000 hospitalizations and almost 10,000 deaths occur as a result. More than 30% of Arizonans report having high blood pressure, and 1 in 3 Arizonans have high cholesterol. Amazingly, just 50% of Arizonans who have been made aware of these risks are taking their prescribed medication, which increases their risk of stroke and heart attack. So it's important to be prepared. Today, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., Fire Station 3 in Sierra Vista is hosting a CPR and defibrillator use class. Fire and medical services personnel will teach participants how to perform hands-on CPR and give you the know-how to use an automated external defibrillator, or AED. The class is free and open to anyone 12 and up. Food and refreshments will be provided, and one lucky participant will win a ride in an air evac helicopter. You never know when you might be called on to save someone's life. Email patricia.cluff@sierravistaaz.gov or call 520-417-4400 to register. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace, your helpful place. Let's talk outdoor grilling, broiling, smoking, and baking. At Ace, we offer Traeger, Big Green Egg, Weber, Charbroil, and Uni. If you haven't Traegered your ribs, smoked a brisket on a Big Green Egg, broiled salmon on a Weber, grilled burgers on a Charbroil, or baked a pizza in 60 seconds on your Uni pizza oven, let's talk. Get the spices, rubs, sauces, fuels, and accessories to cook something new every day for weeks or even months to come. Shop Ace first since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, an upcoming event that you should know about. From 6:30 to 7:30 tonight, head over to Veterans Memorial Park at the Centennial Pavilion for Sierra Vista's summer concert series. Desert Swing will be playing big band music, including old standards and more contemporary pieces. Since 1985, they've been entertaining Sierra Vista. Members include Air Force and Army retirees, DoD employees, and current and retired music teachers. Also, we're excited to announce that the Herald Review Media team has just launched a local e-commerce website specifically for Cochise County businesses to sell their products and services. Now you can shop 24/7 online at your favorite local businesses participating on loveshoplocalaz.com. Check it out. Finally, today we're remembering the life of Sharon Von Lohn. Sharon was born in Dallas, Oregon in 1939. After graduating from high school, Sharon married Roger Van Lohn in 1957. They moved to Eugene not long after, where Roger worked for 30 years at Eugene Water and Electric Board, and Sharon was a homemaker and worked part-time in retail. Family and faith were the two things most important to Sharon, a longtime parishioner of St. Mary's Catholic Church in Eugene. She enjoyed sewing and making a lot of clothes for her kids, crafting, baking, and traveling with Roger in their RV. After Roger retired, they traveled the country extensively, visiting all but 5 states. Sharon moved with Roger to Hereford in 2006, where they continued enjoying retired life until Roger's passing in 2016. Here, Sharon was involved in church ministries and activities at Our Lady of the Mountains Catholic Church in Sierra Vista. Sharon is survived by her 3 children, 4 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, her sister, sister-in-law, and numerous nieces and nephews. Sharon is missed by many, but she is now reunited with her loved ones. Thank you for taking the time today to remember and celebrate Sharon's life. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. Join us again on Friday. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. For more information on any of the stories you heard about today, visit us at myheraldreview.com. Right now, you can become a member starting at just $1.99 per week. Want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager, Pascal, can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/NABUR.